had a gas station, a general store, two houses at its peak. And this is, of course, a completely irresistible metaphor to a novelist, because we would all like to believe that the stuff that we write down on paper can change the actual world in which we're actually living, which is why my third book is called Paper Towns. But what interests me ultimately more than the medium in which this happened is the phenomenon itself. It's easy enough to say that the world shapes our maps of the world, right? Like, the overall shape of the world is obviously going to affect our maps. But what I find a lot more interesting is the way that the manner in which we map the world changes the world. Because the world would truly be a different place if North were down. And the world would be a truly different place if Alaska and Russia weren't on opposite sides of the map. And the world would be a different place if we projected Europe to show it in its actual size. The world is changed by our maps of the world. The way that we choose to sort of our personal cartographic enterprise also shapes the map of our lives, and that in turn shapes our lives.